These are tough times, and our country is facing a massive unemployment crisis. Unprecedented numbers of educated, skilled workers are finding themselves without work and struggling to make ends meet. And like those of you in this room today, many choose to migrate abroad for work because of this crisis. So our concern is making sure that if you are going to migrate overseas, that you are safe and equipped with the knowledge you need to make smart decisions. Where to begin? Well, why don't we start with the process of finding overseas employment? A lot of migrant exploitation can be prevented through careful job searches. Rule number one is to never take an illegal position, ever. If it sounds too good to be true, which most of them do, it likely is. Not only does working illegally put you at high risk for criminal charges and deportation, it leaves you vulnerable to exploitation. Many people who take under-the-table jobs end up living in slavery-like conditions, and some don't come out alive. So don't take chances. Go through legal employment means. But even if a job is legal, that doesn't mean it is legitimate. Many people are lured by promising employment offers only to find out that the on-the-ground reality is not what they thought it would be. Deception is quite common, and there's no surefire way to ensure that you'll be getting what you signed up for. However, it does help to research any potential employers thoroughly before accepting any offer. It's easy enough to find information on most companies and organizations through a basic internet search, but you need to get the insider's scoop on them. You want to hear other people's experiences working for the employer, so read through blogs, forums, personal websites, you know, where people tend to write their personal opinions. However, if you do end up in a compromising situation once overseas, your safety will depend on how prepared you are to respond to such a situation. That's what we are here to help with. There are some steps you should all take before getting on that plane. First, make sure at least three people you trust have the details of your travel. This means your detailed travel itinerary, the name and contact information of the employer, and your full information including date of birth. Second, learn some of the basics of the language of the country you are traveling to. That way you can at least communicate with locals and ask for help. Third, know your rights in your destination country. Do you know what laws exist to protect migrants? What can you do if someone is exploiting you? Lastly, carry a list of people and organizations to contact in that country should you run into any troubles. The local emergency number, the number and address of police headquarters, the contact information for any migrant-centered NGOs, the number of a good lawyer. You need to know in advance where to turn. I promise you won't have time to think about that when immersed in a threatening situation. Do the research now instead. Another great way to solidify your personal security as an overseas migrant is, well, to network with other migrants. Solidarity is important and can even save your life. I remember hearing the experience of one woman who had been hired as a singer in a bar overseas. After some time, her boss tried to force her into becoming his house servant. But because she had become part of the migrant community, she was able to get their help in finding a good lawyer and terminating that employment. Her fellow migrants put her up in their homes for a few weeks and even raised some money to send her back home. So, you see, there really is strength in solidarity.